life. All about lifestyle, relationships, cars, and gadgets. From Cassie to the Burb.
From Cassie to the Burb.
Yes, 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 it's Thursday. Good morning, Africa. This is Black Life. I don't travel alone, but today, unfortunately, or fortunately for me, I'm traveling alone. Welcome to another edition of Black Life and Cliff Central. I see there's a lot of things happening there at Shout. So big shout out actually to the Shout team. Let me switch my phone off. Yeah, so Gabelo and Danny K doing some amazing things there at Monte Casino. So if you're in the area, why don't you just pop in and say hi at Sterkinico? Is it Sterkinico? Yes, I think it's Sterkinico. At the movies. That's where they are. Finally showcasing the Shout video, Shout 3. And yeah, it's going to be a fun day. Well, today I really don't go alone. We've got a special guest today, a very dear friend of mine, and I'd say a brother in arms. You know, he's traveled the world, he's a model, and God knows what else he's doing. But today he's written a book, and we're hearing from Stavel just after 11:30. Fashion tips, style tips, motoring, gadgets. It's a jam-packed show today. I'm excited officially. It's a quarter to weekend. I've got a lot of exciting things to tell you about the weekend. But before we do that, I wanted to tell you guys something exciting about our new schedule. So we'll be shooting the new episodes of Black Life. And we will be shooting videos of guests and interviews. And so we are doing a lot and changing the schedule of our show because we're talking to the continent, baby. So stay tuned in and you'll get to hear the rest of what we are talking about and exciting stuff. Some interesting things this week. Wow. What can I say? Unati is clearly making headlines again for all the wrong reasons. Ask Unati, ask Musi. I don't know about that. But anyway, it's you know, it's sad that we always have to get judged for some of the things that we do on social media. So I'd like to hear your thoughts. Call in 0861. 555-189. I hope that's the right number. And then WeChat is cliffcentral.com. Twitter is, Twitter, you can just tweet me directly at MonwaBC. Dumisha's not in this week, but I'm going to have fun on everybody's behalf. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everybody. Wow. I'm speechless. For once in my life, I'm actually speechless. So I'm going to play a song and then I'm going to come back. Yes. And we're going to try and connect with some of the guys that are at the Shout launch and connect with them and see what's happening at Shout.
Black Life is not a color, it's a lifestyle on cliffcentral.com.
Damn straight, it's not a color. It's about a lifestyle. And now I'm joined by my team at the Black offices.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. I've got Seppo in studio. I've got, what's your name again?
Really?
I forget your name really? Because, like, you know, we
are you
always,
for real right now?
Yeah. What's your name again? Like, don't you owe me money? That's right. We took a bet and you lost the bet. So officially, everybody, welcome Tanta, who owes me a lot of money. I can actually smell it from her.
Owe you anything.
Please. And by the way, on Sunday, she wanted to bet with me again on who Dr. Michael Mole is.
I know who Dr. Michael Mole is.
Yes, the plastic surgeon who did what?
No, he had a show on SABC 3, actually.
Oh, did you Google him after that?
Did you know that he's on Doctors on Call?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course. Pastor Dr. Michael Mole.
Just checking.
Yeah, and I'm joined by Tep as well. How are you, young man?
I'm writing you, sir.
All right, and you're soon to be a dad, hey?
Yes.
Wow, and how old are you?
I'm 22 this year.
Wow. You're a kid yourself, so what do you know about... Let's move past that. Welcome, guys, and thank you for joining me since my other team has kind of deserted us and have gone to shout, and we're just the only apes that decided we want to come and broadcast from studio whilst everybody else is eating nice food and having a good time.
It's month end.
You haven't been paid, I know that. So you,
no.
Y'all don't know what month end is right now, right?
That's all right, yeah.
There's something I saw on Instagram that said, when you are paid, so when you have money,
yeah,
it's a Friday.
Ah.
And when you're not paid, uLwesihlanu.
Okay.
So for us, like,
right.
We're not paid yet.
Right.
It'll only be Friday next week.
Ah, it's quarter to payday, hey? Okay, all right. No, I hear you. So any friends of mine who got paid, call me. Hey, just call us. You know, we love you. We want to do lunch with you because you got paid. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah. So all the money, don't spend it elsewhere. Just come spend it with us who haven't been paid. Right, guys? Right?
Yeah.
Right. So what do you guys think of this new shout video? Have you guys seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Did you see anyone they're featuring?
No. I heard something interesting about your parents and a very popular movie that came out.
Oh, wow. Wow. You dropped the bomb there. I didn't expect to hear that one. Eh? So what did you hear?
Yeah, I heard they were featured on the movie.
Yeah. Which movie?
On Tell Me Something Sweet. Is that what it's called?
Tell Me Something.
Eaga Maps and Nomzamo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard they were featured on that movie.
Yeah. No.
Do you know how they were featured? Are they acting? Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, it's almost like apparently the movie is a docu movie. So they were featured around. Well, this is what they say apparently, is that they were the couple that have been married for like 150 odd years,
mm-hmm.
and they've been married for close to 50 years now, if not more.
You don't get that nowadays.
No, you don't. You don't. They're something special. So they featured in the film, and they made their debut at age 172. I think my mom's 72.
They don't look like it though.
Really, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they got fans, right?
Yeah, I'm a fan. I still need to go see the movie though.
Right. Yeah, yesterday was the movie premiere, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had it at Maponya Mall.
And in Rosebank.
In Rosebank as well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, so I heard as well. So my mom called me to say, hey, Mon Wabis, we are here in Rosebank. And it's happening. I was like, what's happening? No, our movie. We just got called yesterday to say we must come and view our movie. And I was like, how? So what must I do? They're like, well, you must come.
Just like that,
you know?
How?
At 7:30 for a movie premiere that starts at 8:00. Imagine.
That is so cute.
Hey? That's madness, eh? So, I haven't seen the movie myself, but I'm hoping to see it. Very excited for them.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Professor from the University of Pretoria.
Yes.
Would like for Nyaupe to be legalized.
What?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which professor is this? Name and shame this guy.
No, it just says a professor here. I don't have his name.
I think it should be Professor Janssen. It sounds like a Janssen professor.
Yeah.
You must legalize Nyaupe.
Yeah, he says that it will make drug addiction manageable.
So Nyaupe has, let's see all the drugs it's got.
It's got ARVs.
It's got heroin, it's got dacha, it's got ARVs and rat poison.
And they must legalize these.
Yeah.
Well, rat poison's already legal. So,
Well, that for human consumption?
I suppose. True. But it's legal.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, imagine legalizing Nyaupe.
Sure.
And how will it make addiction manageable?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, dacha, I think that that topic has been going on for years.
Yeah.
You know, marijuana, so however way you want to call it. I mean, what else is in the ARVs? ARVs you can get, I suppose, at hospitals.
Yeah.
You can.
So that I think, how many of the drugs are legal in that concoction?
So ARVs are legal.
ARVs you can get off.
Rat poison is legal.
Rat poison, you can get it.
Yeah.
Dacha,
and
well.
Dacha, no.
Yeah.
Heroin, no.
Okay, and I suppose that then would kind of limit our scope of what else to take. I mean, can we add our own stuff to Nyaope? Is it still called Nyaope if I add?
Exactly.
Like jig.
Exactly. Can you imagine what it'll do to the crime rate, though?
Sure.
So,
but I don't think that I think the idea is not bad. To say legalize most of it, so that then you are able to control the sale thereof. No, maybe.
No.
Heroin. Okay, I'm two bags about that. But marijuana. Weed?
Well, apparently the treatment that they give to drug addicts.
Right.
He says they should legalize Nyaope so that treatment is more accessible to the public. Right. But now it's getting someone from one drug to the next.
Right,
it's
right,
getting
right.
an addict from Nyaope to getting addicted to the next drug. So what's the point?
Sure.
But isn't Nyaope already heavier than other drugs?
It is heavier, but to get off Nyaope, you have to... So when you go to rehab, they give you medication.
So
right?
You should go to rehab like 5 times for every drug that you're taking. I mean, Retex is already dangerous. Cheapest.
No, but like you can't be legalizing drugs,
and this
guys,
is a professor.
Really. Yes, it's a professor.
And does anyone know any more information about this professor?
No.
Because we should bring him onto the show.
We should, hey?
We should. And hear his version or his side of the story.
I'd actually like to organize.
But this is like someone we all look up to as university students.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's trying to promote something that's killing the youth.
Sure. I think there's a verdict out on that one. I must say, it sounds very interesting. I'd love to hear him on the show. So, Nshla, are you going to get him on the show for us?
I cannot promise, but I will try to.
Yeah, I think for
it,
let's take another bet, you know, to redeem yourself.
But you know I'm going to win this one.
Uh-huh.
You know I'm going to uh-huh. win this one.
Uh-huh. Well, you heard it live on air that she says she's going to win it. So if we don't get Professor Nyaope on the line...
Just know that payday is next week.
Yeah. Just know you're going to be crying on payday because you already lost one bet, you know?
And you know there's a Nando's 5 streets up above.
Are you supporting the Tsepo?
Yes, I am. I want Nando's.
Oh, okay.
So
Tsepo knows where his
I'm
bread
so
is, but young man, you're headed for the top, eh? So how far pregnant is your... Is it your girlfriend, your wife, your fiancé?
My girlfriend.
Fatenset? Which
no,
one?
No. She's my girlfriend.
Side dish.
Not even, no.
I'm glad Somizi didn't
ABC
see
will
you.
Take it there.
Yeah, no. I'm glad Somizi's not here because he'd make you his side dish. He'd offer you, you know, he's offering people money to, like, you know, date him, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
And I think you're Somizi's type, looking at you, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Seeing
really
that he's one
so.
That knows where his bread is buttered.
Yeah.
Tepo?
Yeah. And
oh,
you know how
I
to
see
hey,
that.
Yeah.
I see what
yeah.
you did there.
So, yeah, so how does it feel being a dad to be at such a young age?
I don't think age really matters because nobody's really ready for kids.
Yeah?
Even at 40, I don't think you would be ready for a newborn baby.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
I kind of think I was ready, but hey, you know, then you take Tumisho, who's like 100 years old, and he's still getting Abraham babies. You know, then it kind of, you know... It works, I suppose, but clearly I'm taking it you're not ready.
What I want to say is that there's no recipe.
Right.
There's no recipe. I'm taking things a day at a time.
Right. Yeah. What are you taking a day at a time? Your girlfriend is the one who's pregnant. So what are you taking a day at a time?
Rubbing her legs at night, the mood swings, the cravings, all of that stuff.
All right, Chesa. So you rub the legs at night, you massage.
even at 2 in the morning when I don't want to wake up.
What?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, ne? No, I'm glad I didn't have to do any of that, you know. But hey, you know, different strokes for different folks, eh? Yeah.
Have you seen the new Leicester video?
No.
On the Stellenbosch University.
Yes, Leicester.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
It's really
that
awful.
Was quite trending this week, eh, actually.
You know, after so many years of freedom, it's painful to see that this is still happening. And what's unfair is that you have an equal right to be at a university.
Right.
But people treat you like outsiders.
But have you gotten both sides of the story, or is it just one-sided based on Leicester? I mean, does it show both sides of the coin, or is it just showing people who are victims who feel sorry for themselves?
I think they're showing both sides of the coin. If I can look at it as a color point of view, where there are white people on the video as well who are saying, this is what's happening.
Right.
And they're not for it. It's not just the victims that are there. There's actually white people who are posing against the mistreatment of the students at the university.
Yeah, yeah. But then, I mean, what makes us think that this is like, I mean, apartheid is over, do people not have the right to claim something for themselves? Maybe? No?
Not to a point where people are feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
At their own spaces. Like, we're all there to start our lives, and you're being discriminated upon.
Right, right.
For trying
right.
to be a working class citizen.
Right, right, right.
You see?
Okay. So you guys, I mean, what's your take on it? Should they do something about it? Should they moan about it? Was it right to shoot something? Or should they have embarked on, like, maybe the SRC or the university? I mean, what's the protocol for this? I mean, you guys have both been to varsity and, you know, recently graduated.
So usually when a matter like this is taken upon, you go to the SRC. So that's the Student Representative Council.
Yeah.
And then they deal with such things with the Vice Chancellor and the higher powers of the university.
Right, right.
And if your voice is not heard through the SRC, then I guess what they did is they went to the media and put a video on YouTube.
Right.
Because the whole town was not listening to them.
Okay.
They're actually saying, you guys are speaking nonsense, we don't hear you. Now, since that the video has come out, the parliament has put a court order against the school,
right?
The school management,
right?
So they have a court date
to answer
all of these allegations, because since they're not listening to the students, government should intervene.
Sure.
So that's what's happening.
So now they're going to court. It's official.
Yeah.
Wow. I think also, that documentary was a smart way of doing it, because see, now we're talking about it, you
right.
know. It's not just restricted to Stellenbosch,
right.
Like the whole of South Africa is talking about it. So it, for me, it's not even about taking sides,
right?
It's
right.
about, you know, starting the conversation and having an opinion about it.
Hmm.
Yeah,
sure. So but do you think Unathi's Twitter was justified? I mean, yes, it's turned into a nice comedy session, you know. We need something to entertain us now and then, you know, on social media. But do you think they took it a little bit too far?
Okay, what actually upset the people? What is it that Unathi said that upset people?
She said that why would you go to a university where you know that there are Afrikaner kids, and then you know that you'll be treated like a black person or like the apartheid times? Why would you enroll into that university?
Yeah, I mean, why would you?
I guess it's a matter of, maybe if you couldn't get to any other universities and then Stellenbosch took you,
right?
Or maybe you lived closer, it was closer to home, such situations,
right?
So yeah, it's not on coincidence, or you said, okay, I'm going to this university. But then again, we've been 23 years of freedom. Why wouldn't you want to go to a university?
Yeah, I suppose we all have freedom to go wherever we want to.
It's about freedom of choice. I mean, but if you're going to go to something war school and first language is Afrikaans,
yeah,
you can't get there and expect to change things. You know what I mean?
It's yeah, just like they can't come to a school in Soweto.
And the first language is Zulu, and they want to change it to Afrikaans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But don't forget that the university teaches in Afrikaans and in English. We know that Stellenbosch is an official Afrikaans university, but they've passed on a new legislation where they actually, how can I say this? The slides will be in English, and then the lecturer will tutor in Afrikaans, or you'll just get a program onto your whatever device you're using to listen to the lecture, and it will be in the language that you can understand. So what is happening is that the lecturer, instead of coming with English slides, he comes with Afrikaans slides, and then he lectures in Afrikaans, where most of the students don't understand the language. So yeah, there's where the conflict is.
Yeah, okay, all right, sure. Yeah, well, let's go to an ad break, and we'll be back.
Flying fish now has even more flavor.
Wow! More flavor!
Huh?
Hey!
What ya doing?
Bring even more flavor!
Alright! Introducing new chilled green apple.
Chilled green apple!
It's a beer with all the bitterness brewed out and green apple flavor brewed in.
I see the flavor's brewed in.
Go on, add some flavor.
Don't mind if I do.
Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
You gotta love off-air conversations, you know? There's a lot brewing. I mean, you know, Veronica Ravelle. I wonder if she's related to Cici Ravelle. I wonder, eh? She says, this is way beyond language policy. We feel like we're not part of the university, neither not welcomed because we can't speak Afrikaans. Well, I'm going to side with Unathi on this one and say, well, then good. I mean, do they come to schools in Khayelitsha where it's spoken in Xhosa? To say, no, you've got to speak English or Afrikaans because I'm here. Well, I it's a topic for discussion. For me, you kind of surround yourself, or you adapt, you know, where you can. If you can't adapt, then really let's deal with it then. Because, you know, some of us also did our degrees in Afrikaans. I was at Dickies, and a lot of subjects weren't in English then. So guess what? I had to do it in Afrikaans. And guess what? I got finished. Done. Sorted. Kaput.
Shin.
Yes, you were saying?
Sorry. Go to an institution that you know will suit you and yeah. your needs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a free country. Yeah. Register at. I know Tsepo's shaking his head there inside his head.
Like, it doesn't make... You can't say that because...
Don't get us wrong. We are not condoning racism.
I can say what I want.
You can say what you want.
Yeah.
Like, I can go to the university that I want as well.
Right.
I'm thinking already we've got such a high unemployment rate, and there's not many further education institutions that we can go to.
Right.
Why should we be minimized because of there's racist people or there's Afrikaans lecturers and stuff?
But what makes you think you're minimized? Like, you going to an institution that you know is predominantly Afrikaans. You know that.
But what I'm saying, you're not getting what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm trying here, but I'm battling, man. What are you saying?
What am I saying is that already we have a limit to where we go to school because we don't have money. There's not enough support for kids to go to school. Now, why should Afrikaans or racist people be another barrier to us furthering our educations and becoming better people in life?
Yeah, ne? Yeah. Yo, I think we chat is buzzing. Now we've got a new message. We just need to reload. I wonder if it's Veronica again. Oh, Sally, shout out to BC. Boss, I am killing it. That girl should just have an open mind. And what? Not... shut Afrikaans out. Sally, we love you. We love you. Yes. And very interesting profile, Sally. Have you guys seen that, that Sally's profile is of a white lady who's got curvaceous body, maybe a bit more curvaceous than what we'd like. And she said, what did she say? This is officially, I'm not reaching out to any black guys. So this is not for black guys. This booty or this ass is not for black guys. And then someone responded to say, well, on behalf of all the black guys, we agree with you. Keep it. Not for us. Not for us, you know? Yeah. No, guys, I don't know. I'm in two minds about this. Like, you can't go to an NC rally, for example, and you know Venek is going to be spoken, and you insist that they speak in your language. I mean, what is up with that? Hey? I mean, we can't come to your house and tell you to speak close up whilst you're petty. Can we?
We can't.
So now why are we like, I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing this in another light. But in other news, a new car has landed in South Africa. Can you guess what car that is?
It's the Rari,
California. Huh? The Rari?
California.
Hey, the tea has arrived. Ntanta, are you buying it anytime soon? Eh?
We can only dream, BC.
Yeah, ne? This 3.8-liter twin-turbocharged 8-cylinder motor generates an extra 49% torque. What? Plus, it's 15% more efficient than the previous engine. So, I think South Africa is do you think we're ready for a Ferrari? I mean, we're looking at the economy, you know, the rand hit 14 rand to the dollar. Are we really looking forward to like a Ferrari California T?
Why not? Why should we have one?
Yeah. Wow. Sally's on fire, man. She's like, yes, that's me, and no black guy can handle my curves. Yo. Sally,
keep going back to Sally.
Sally's, you know, WeChat is on fire today. I must say, the amount of messages I get when Shumisha's not around is a lot. He should actually go do more photo shoots. Eh? Yeah. Anyway, that's my friend. So, 0 to 100
in 3.6 seconds.
In 3.6 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah. Ne. Traction control system, which improves maximum acceleration. Like, do we ever need this kind of horsepower in this country?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Unless you're taking it to Kyalami.
Yeah.
Or Swartkops.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do you know how long the trip to Limpopo is?
Yeah, ne?
Do you know how long it is? With all this talk, they'll see me every second weekend.
Are you from Limpopo?
You're gonna get arrested. Yeah. Do you know that you're going to get arrested?
Yeah. Do you use the broom as well? Maybe to Limpopo.
Good
ride.
I'm just saying,
you know, like Limpopo times. So how often do you go home?
Sure. I think twice a year or once a year.
With a broom, bruh?
Yeah.
No, with the broom.
The broom will get there in 3.6 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, shut up. Yeah, ne? Yeah. Guys, WeChat is really buzzing. So Mufi is saying, so what you are saying is we should just have to adapt to the apartheid regime or leave the country. Everyone has a right to go to any university they want, and the universities must adapt to the new regime. Well, Mufi, I don't know what you're trying to say that we're trying to say, but I think it's clear what we're saying. We're saying that you go there and you know Afrikaans is the dominant language, so you can go to any university, no one's going to stop you. That's not a point of departure. It's that you know the university speaks Afrikaans, right?
Yes,
but they have a new policy that they're teaching in English as well.
Yeah, so they'll teach in English, let them teach in English, but you know that majority of the students that get there is Afrikaans. So why are you surprised when these things happen? When you go to a township, you know majority of the language there is a Venek language, right? Correct? So no one insists that we should speak. You've also got the right to go to any township, no? True. Maybe I'm just playing a devil's advocate here, unless I'm seeing something else that, like, there's predominant areas that you know a language of choice is spoken. You can go to any part of the world, or in fact, let me not say the world, you can go to any part of the country. and you know that it's you know, you can speak, you're free to speak any language. We've got how many official languages?
11.
And
Afrikaans with the
sign language.
So and Afrikaans is one of them. Veronica Ravela says we can't adapt to racism. Guys,
no one said racism is right.
No one
said racism is right.
Yeah, I think interpreting things is very key. Because I don't know, did anyone speak about is Leicester about racism, or is it about the language of Afrikaans, or is it about segregation?
It's about all of the above. And we just happened to speak about the language barrier.
Yeah, it's just the language.
So we are not condoning racism. People must not get us wrong.
Yes.
We are not condoning racism. Racism is wrong. However, reiterating what you were saying.
Yeah.
That should you go to an Afrikaans school and first language is Afrikaans, well,
deal with it.
That's things.
Be strong. Be strong. You're going into that territory. We're not saying racism. We're not saying that we are agreeing with racism and what's happening. I mean, even the what do you call it? The hashtag for the preview. What's it? The documentary.
Leicester.
What's it called?
Leicester video.
Leicester. It's even in Afrikaans, and yet we're not judging that that's in Afrikaans. Or was the aim to show that it is an Afrikaans predominated WeChat is buzzing today. There's just too much black on white. Sally, there's just too much black on white, white on black. Can we please just get over it? I don't know.
We want to get over it, but it's just like there's some people who don't want to move with the times.
Right.
It's an Afrikaans medium school with English as well. But the thing is the people, the community that's there, that's not willing to move on.
Yeah.
One of the guys on the video said that he can't even go to a club.
Yeah, and enjoy. He can hardly speak a word of English, just by the way.
Yes.
Just saying, side note. So, I don't know, guys. I'm in two minds about this, eh? Like, it's time that we got to celebrate other people's cultures, even when we don't want it ourselves. No?
True that. And we need to accommodate each other.
Yeah, guys, if I'm wrong, please tell me. Like, I'm putting it out there to say that, you know, it's one thing to have racism. Let's tackle that on its own. But to say racism is coupled with Afrikaans, I have a problem with that.
It's two separate things.
It's two separate things because it's a language. Now, is that language associated to racism? Maybe.
It is. I think it is.
But it's an official language. So are we now not being racist about the Afrikaans element to it? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. Yes, but Cliff Central. Okay, so our guest is late. 6 minutes late. And I'm going to expose him because he should have been here at 22. And we started chatting style tips. So, Tsepo.
Yes, sir.
What's the most innovative and practical gadget of 2015 for you?
That's a hard one because there's so many.
But for you, what stands out? What stands out for you?
I think it's this furniture that charges your phone.
There's furniture that charges your phone?
Yes.
What?
Yes, there is. So basically, it's a lamp.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
It works in two ways. Where it, when you switch it on with electricity,
right.
Obviously, it switches on, and then it can also charge your phone at the same time.
So, was that designed in Stellenbosch? No, I'm kidding. And this weekend, what's everyone doing this weekend?
Sure.
Hey.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm going to the George Ezra and Freshly Ground show at Carnival City, August 30th.
Well, some of us haven't been paid yet. Boss.
Yeah, no, you got tough problems in Africa.
Yeah, we won't be doing
hashtag
anything
this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's welcome our late guest.
Hi, good morning.
And our brother?
Yes, sir.
The refined player?
Yes. The refined player.
He's dressed like a refined player.
And he looks like a refined player.
Stop drooling. Stavel.
Yes, sir.
How are you, young man?
I am great. My apologies for being late. I'm coming from a coffee morning with Exclusive Books, The Glen.
Okay.
Wonderful, wonderful people.
Okay, so you're now an author, man?
Yes, officially.
Hey!
Officially.
Hashtag author. Huh? I didn't publish his book, Notice.
He's an author?
Yeah, Blueprint Media, a.k.a. Black, didn't publish his book. And his book is black, by the way.
Yes. Like, yes,
360. I'm just saying, you know, when he used to have those moments, let's name and shame, actually. You know, when he was in the States writing this book, he'd like call at like random hours, knowing our time zone and our sleeping patterns with a newborn baby. He'd be like, yo, Tete, man, I just wrote a chapter. You have to read this chapter.
Yeah, that's true.
And he'd go on about this chapter and like, yo, man, I've just interviewed about 40 people, 40 women, 40 guys, and what's coming out is I'm gonna murder this when I get back home, you know?
Real talk.
So how does this global phenomenon model,
right,
brother in arms?
Yeah.
Actor.
Player.
No, not a player. Refined player.
Okay. I'm getting there. I'm warming up.
Because you see now, a player is like a magician. He's got his box of tricks.
Okay.
And he knows how to intimidate you.
Right.
And to manipulate you.
Right.
It's every move, every line has been coerced over and over again. See, the refined player on the other hand.
Right.
Straightforward brother. Okay. Hey, honey, how you doing? Good morning. You're beautiful. I just want to get down.
You're not invited near my house anymore. You're not invited near Mithe. Like, you can't go anywhere.
You just gotta be real with it, man. Yeah. Real with it.
Yeah.
Refined player is real. He's a George Clooney. Very clean. Okay. Straightforward, yeah.
I heard George is divorcing again.
What?
Hey, man. Hey, I don't know. I can't talk on it.
Yeah. And you, are you single? Are you dating? Are you...
I'm content with it. I'm so beautiful. I'm just, life is wonderful.
Right.
Life is wonderful.
Right. You're still not telling us whether you're single.
Oh, no.
Political. That's a political answer.
No, it's not. I'm good. I am with someone.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. You would be. Okay. Why wouldn't the refined player be with someone?
Yeah.
But don't forget, the refined player does not mean you settle down or is in any place to get married.
Preach.
So it doesn't mean you've left the game.
Yeah.
It just means that you're straight up honest with where you are.
Amen.
So where are you then? Where are you? You've just written a book.
I'm living life.
Okay.
I'm living it.
Okay. So you've just written a book. You've just come from a book signing, I take it, in the Glen.
Yes.
And how's that going?
Eh? Oh, it was beautiful. I had two ladies over there that stood out the most because one of them been married for 43 years, the other for 46 years. She read one chapter in the book and she says, "You got my approval. I need six copies."
What?
Wow.
Yep. Ingrid, if you're out there, thank you.
Shout out to
Ingrid. If you're just listening, Ingrid and Priscilla. Love y'all. Yeah, got a picture. I just threw it up on Instagram.
Right.
All the ladies. Afrikaans. Ugandans, my Scott. It was beautiful.
Afrikaans is the topic of the day today.
Afrikaans is
it was beautiful. No, it was beautiful.
Yeah, so are you planning to translate your book in Afrikaans?
It is a thought that crossed my mind.
Okay.
It is a thought across my mind. I'll see what the publishing house decides to do. I'd love it in all languages.
Right. The publishing house, which is not our house. So,
well, you don't want to go in there because I did bring it to you first, Mr. Tete, to say, hey, this is what we have.
Right.
You specifically said, Steve, I'm very busy at the moment. But I said, okay, no problem. But what we will always be able to say is that you had it first. There it is. Yes.
So the refined player is telling it as is.
So now I'm flying with the blackbirds.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm flying with the blackbirds on the Jacana Media. It's beautiful.
On a black platform.
So we remain black lifestyle.
Oh yeah. That should go out to Stellenbosch, right?
which I'm down in Cape Town this weekend too, and I was also told that we are not a black community. And I said, okay, let's change that.
Let's change that. But you know, I've read your book like twice now. I read it when it was still a
manuscript.
Yes. And now I've read the cleaned up version.
Yeah.
As a book.
Mm-hmm.
I must say though, it reminds me of what I still should be doing.
Yeah.
Even in married life.
No, that's what the book is about. Hence, yeah. I said to you, it's the refined player. The refined player never changes.
Right.
He's the perfect inducement for marriage.
Right.
Is the man or woman that screams, hey, you want to marry me.
Right, right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's knowing the basics. It's saying it's okay for me to iron for my wife today because she's running late for work.
Right.
It's saying it's okay for me to be in the kitchen without feeling emasculated.
Right.
It's saying it's okay to be with the boys and say, look, I'm not going to try and pretend to be macho. Yes, I do the dishes at home.
Yeah.
Yes, my wife was busy today. I had to rub her feet when she got home.
Oh, man.
Not be out there on some, no, you see me? No, no, I ain't doing that at home, brother. No. No, because I believe we're responsible for some of the bad men out there. Because we have this macho mentality when we're out on the boys' night out. It's like, yo, so fit. What you been up to? It's like, boy, me, nah, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at home.
Yeah.
Homie, been doing the basics.
Yeah,
you know?
You've been pushing that kitchen
hard. Exactly.
And in fact, you know, for me, I always say some of the best chefs
are men.
Are men.
Yes, of course.
Some of the best services in terms of butlers are
men.
It's always been that way,
you know,
and that's why I say in the book that the question is who belongs in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I say there's food in the kitchen.
Yeah,
we both need to eat.
Yeah,
and as long as we both need to eat and there's food in the kitchen, we both belong in the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
I meant,
you know, a lot of men are quick to go, well, good Lord, say, woman, you're my help.
Yeah.
For us to look at the word helper, as it's quite remiss to use just the word help, you're my help.
Yeah.
See, when Eve was created, it was never for do the dishes, do my clothes.
Yeah.
Nah, it was for procreation. It's for us to go back and say, let's make some babies.
Let's go.
It's for us to communicate.
Church.
And when the great fall occurs, it's for us to be there together and say, hey, let's go through this together. Singularly. Together. Yes, my brother. It's okay to love her and love her
player.
Purely. Yes.
360 degrees.
180. See, 360 take you back to where you were.
Right.
180 take you to the U-turn.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Love doesn't have to be understood. It only needs to be shared, given, and received openly. Mm. Obedience has nothing to do with how you feel. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Trust the process.
You know, I don't know. Like, this guy I've known since... basically, he arrived in South Africa.
Yes, you could say that.
Got
me to support the Blue Bulls, all that stuff.
On Pluto's Blow. We even got to go to the Free State to watch some games.
Yes, indeed, sir. Indeed.
2010.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's almost like I'm meeting you again.
Yes, you probably are. That's what happens when you go into solitude.
Yes.
That's what happens when the Lord takes you out into a place of, you could say, the desert.
Right, right.
And he refines you. He takes you through processing.
Right.
To do away with unwanted purity. He has to just purify you. It's a purifying process. That's what it is. Yes, man. Yes.
No, I definitely, you know, for me, that's the joy, you know, meeting somebody all over again. Because, you know, if people weren't, Lauryn Hill always says in her songs, well, one of her songs, she said, well, if people weren't meant to change,
yeah,
right,
mm-hmm,
why would a car have a steering wheel?
That's an interesting point of view,
you know.
See, I always say we've always had it within us.
Yeah.
See, all men can cheat, all women can cheat,
right?
It's a matter of saying, I love my wife and I don't want to be the reason for her pain. So therefore I choose. It's a choice. I choose to be loyal. I choose to be faithful. I choose to love you unconditionally. And when you mess up, I choose progressive forgiveness.
Okay, what I would like to know, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So in the book, he mentions how many ladies he has.
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there.
I
was part of those escapades,
oh,
but
I'm
I
ready.
Wasn't going to go
there. I'm taking it there, all right?
Take it to church.
Take it there. You're ready. Yes, let's go.
What was the turning point? What made you into a refined player?
That was a turning point. I was out with the boys one night and they say, look, Steve, I mean, you've been modeling for a while, man. You know, you acting, you out there. How many women have you slept with? Until then, it really hadn't been something that occurred for
me. So did you start counting?
Yes, I actually started counting.
How long did it take you to count?
That's just it. I was still at the party going. And when I got home, I was like, okay, I got to write this down.
Right.
So where I couldn't remember names, it was colors or specific underwear or a city that had to suffice. And I really sat and went, okay, some changes have to be made. And it was a refined player woman that said to me, because you can get it doesn't mean you have to take it. You see now. Because you can get it doesn't mean you have to take it. You got to know where you at. You know what I'm saying? Are you devalued right now or are you going up? Are you ordinary or extraordinary? Where are you?
So now tell me something. You don't have any kids from any of these women that you know of?
No. And I would imagine I don't have any, because you see now, I was always Durexed up.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Jurex.
Yes, one time.
Yeah.
Thank you for the supplies.
Answer the show.
Thank you for the supplies. Thank you for the supplies.
So, jeez, I mean, how are the women taking like some of the women you've yeah. slept with and you've yeah. dated, how are they taking? Because like I know you like yeah. that, but I'm seeing a different side of you. I'm yeah. also learning.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they've been very cool. In fact, the moment I decided to write the book, the first one I reached out to was who I considered to be the refined player woman. And I said, look, this is what I'm trying to do. And she was like, no, go for it.
Yeah.
The one thing about men is that we're so... It's like you spoke about in the book where I spoke about, you know, being cheated on. And, yeah. and you know, women go, or a lot of people go, oh my gosh, but somebody cheats on you?
What? Yeah.
That's even possible? Yes. You know, men aren't, we don't love being vulnerable. It's right, something right. for us that we're not accustomed to.
Right, right, right.
You know, and for me, it was a matter of just saying, yo, this is where I am. And they're like, go ahead, write it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know, just make
we
sure.
We got your back.
Yeah, just, you know, yeah, exactly. We got your back. Just go ahead, change our names, though.
Yeah. I was just about to say, because, like, yeah. I know some of them.
Yeah,
I had to change. Probably a lot of them.
Stop it.
You know?
You know, I had to just change some names in there, man. And I just wanted something that was an honest appraisal. And, you know, the incredible thing about it, because men are always going, women don't love sex as much as men do. And it's such a myth. You know what yeah, I mean? Women yeah. may not think about sex as much as men do.
Right.
But they sure love sex as much as men do.
Oh.
If they don't think they're wasting their nakedness. Nobody wants to take their clothes off for 1 minute. Come on, stop it, brothers. Come
yeah,
on. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Get to it.
Ah, no, I get you, man. I get you.
No,
I get
that's
you.
Where it is,
I
man.
Get you. Well, you're getting a lot of love from the social media platforms.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, what we'll do is we should have you on the show when you're not obviously busy signing books, you know.
I would love to come back, sir. Thank you.
And, you know, when you're on time, you know.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, call time is...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm launching tonight too in Melville at Poppy's Cafe. So it's okay. Crazy. It's nonstop.
So am I getting like an invite to any of these?
Well, you had the official invite.
Right.
To the Rosebank launch. You just happened to be up in George somewhere.
Ah.
Which is the only explanation for. So let's not go there.
Ah,
okay. Refined Players keeps it real. Don't do this on the show.
Switch to come back to Black Life, guys.
Switch that guy's mic off. Let's get out of here. It's Thursday. Let's go sign some books. Stavel, congratulations.
Thank
officially.
You, sir.
And yeah, man. I know I bought my books that you need to sign.
I look forward to signing.
And yeah, man. It can only get better from here, player.
Absolutely.
Refined player.
Absolutely.
180 degree player.
180 degree.
We're out of here. We love you. We're on time for once. So... next show, the boys or the men's club, kick ass.
All right. Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.